This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay, let's move on. ومن and from. Have you done these words before? من means from. الناس, the people. Is this a new word? Yes, in the sense that we haven't studied it before, but no, in the sense that you are familiar with it. You know about Surah An-Nas. What does Nas mean? People. Al means the, and Nas, the people, the mankind. Wa min an-nasi, and from the people, from the mankind. Man, who? This is man. And the word that we read earlier was min. Min with a kasra under the mim means from. And man with a fatha on the mim means who. Now remember, do not confuse between the two, because many times people confuse between the two. An easy way to remember is you have the word mimma and not mamma, isn't it? Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. From what? Mimma is a combination of min and ma. It's not mamma. Okay? Mimma. So min with the kasra is from, and man with the fatha is who. So wa min an-nasi, and from the people, man is the one who yaqulu, he said. Yaqulu. Yaqulu is from the root qaf wa lam. As you can see, these letters are red. Qawl means to speak. What does qawl mean? Speech, word, statement. So yaqulu, he says. Remember I told you that the words that begin with the ya, what do they indicate? A verb, right? And inshallah, what kind of a verb it is in particular, we'll study that later on. But for now, this is enough, that ya indicates that it's a verb. So some action is going on. What is that action? What is that action? The meaning that the root letters convey. Qawl means speech. So yaqulu, he says. Okay, so yaqulu, he says. If it was yaquluna with a waw noon at the end, what would the meaning be? They say. Very good. So yaqulu, he says. So from the people, there are some who say that amanna, we have believed. Amanna is from iman. We have done the word yu'minuna before. So amana, to believe. Amanna, we believed. Why is it we believed? Because of the na at the end. We read earlier that na means we. For example, ihdina, guide us. Us, we, plural. So similarly, amanna, we believed. We believed in who? They say that we have believed in billahi, with Allah. Billahi is bi and Allah, meaning we have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we have believed in wabil yawmil akhir, and in the last day. Wa and bi with al yawmi, the day. We have done the word yawm earlier. Maliki yawmiddin. Over here we have wabil yawmi. So therefore it is al yawm, the meaning is the day. Wa and be with al yawm, the day. Which day? Al akhir, the last. We have done the word akhirah earlier. Hereafter. Akhir means last. So they say we have believed in Allah and we have also believed in the day that is last, in the last day, which is which day? The day of judgment, the day of resurrection. Allah says, wa ma hum, and not they. Notice the word ma over here. Previously we read the meaning of ma to be that which or what. Isn't it so? And now we have the meaning not. So ma is also one of those words in the Arabic language which have multiple meanings. Just as the word bi has multiple meanings, similarly the word ma has multiple meanings. Now how do you determine which meaning it is in the context? Right? That is a question. Okay, so inshallah, as you read on, I will keep telling you the different ways to determine the meaning. Over here, the ma is followed by bi. Wama hum bi mu'mineen. Isn't it? Wama hum bi mu'mineen. So when this be comes after ma, then it gives the meaning of not to ma. Okay? And this be is not any be, it is a special kind of a be. Okay? As we will see inshallah in the lesson. So wa ma hum, and not they, Allah says be mu'mineen, at all ones who believe. Break this word down, we have be, at all, mu'min, believer, yanun at the end, plural, so mu'mineen, believers, ones who believe. So there are some from mankind who say that we have believed in Allah in the last day, but Allah says they are not at all believers. Why? Yukhadi'una, they deceive. Yukhadi'una, again this begins with ya. So there, it's a verb, an action is going on. And notice, there is a wawnun at the end. So a plural is doing the action. What's the action? Of khida, of deceiving, of deception. So yukhadi'una, they deceive. It's not he deceives, but what's the meaning? They deceive. Who did they deceive? Allah, Allah. They try to deceive Allah. Who else do they try to deceive? Wa and alladhina, those people who. We have done the word alladhina many times now. So they also try to deceive those people who. Which people? Amanu, who have believed. Amanu again is from iman. And the waw at the end indicates plural. Just as yesterday we read the word kafaru. Inna alladhina kafaru. What does kafaru mean? They disbelieved. So what does amanu mean? They believed. Right? So yukhadi'un Allah walladhina amanu. They try to deceive Allah, and they also try to deceive who? Alladhina amanu, those people who have believed. Allah says, wama, and not yakhda'una, they deceive. Now again we have yakhda'una. Khada is the root, which means to deceive. The word begins with ya, ends with waw noon, so they deceive. So wama yakhda'una, and not they deceive, illa, except. They do not deceive except who? Anfusahum, themselves. There's a question now. The meaning of ma was not. Do you see a be afterwards? No, you don't, right? So another reason why ma is understood as not is when it is followed by the word illa. When the word ma is followed by illa, like over here, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Okay? So when the word ma is followed by illa, it gives the meaning of not. Okay? So وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Anfus and whom. Anfus means selves, and whom means their or them. So أنفسهم, themselves. The word anfus is from nafs. Have you heard of the word nafs? What does nafs mean? Self, soul. So they only deceive themselves. وَمَا, and not يَشْعُرُونَ, they perceive, they realize. يَشْعُرُونَ, again you see, the word begins with ya, ends with waw noon. What are the root letters? Shin ayn ra. So what's the action that is going on? Of shu'ur, of realizing, of perceiving. Ma yash'urun, they do not perceive, they do not realize. Wa ma yakhda'una illa anfusahum, wa ma yash'urun. The second ma is also not why, because it is wama, connected with the previous ma, so it will carry the same meaning. Okay? What's their problem? Allah says, fi in. Have we done this word? Yes, we have. Qulubihim, their hearts. We have done the word qulub earlier. Him means their. Qulubihim, their hearts. What is in their hearts? Maradun, a disease, an illness. Have you heard of the word marad? Have you heard of the word marid? Who is a marid? A person who is sick, a person who is ill, who is suffering from a marad. So in their hearts is a marad. What happens? Fa. So, zada, he increased. Hum, for them. Zadahum, he increased for them. Zada is from ziyada. What does ziyada mean? Increase, to augment, to make more. So zadahum, he increased for them. Who increased for them? Allahu Allah. So Allah increased for these people in what? Marada, in disease. So in other words, he increased their disease for them. He made their disease grow. Walahum, and for them. Wa and la, for whom, them. Walahum, for them. Adhabun, a punishment. We have done this word before. Alimun, painful. This is a new word. Alimun means painful. Why? Bima, because of what? Now you see, bi, it doesn't mean with over here. What meaning does it give? Because of. So, walahum adhabun alimun. Bima, because of what? Kanu, they were. This is also a new word, but this will appear so many times in the Quran that you will know it. Okay? Inshallah. So, bima kanu, because they used to. Yakdibun, they used to lie. Again, you see the word yakdibun begins with ya, ends with waunun, an action is going on. Who is doing the action? Plural. What action are they doing? Of lying. Of kaf, dal, ba, kid, kadib, which means to lie. So yakdibun, what's the meaning? They lie. Wa idha, and when? Wa, you're familiar with, idha is new. Okay? So wa idha, and when? Qila, it was said. It's not it is said, the meaning is it was said. Right? Now qila is from the same root as the word qalu. Qalu means they said. Qila, it was said. So qila is passive. Those of you who are familiar with a little bit of grammar, qila is passive. It was said. Okay? Lahum, to them. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when it is said to them. Lahum is a combination of lam and hum. To them, for them. What is said to them? لَا تُفْسِدُوا, do not make mischief, do not corrupt. La means not. Right? Over here it gives meaning of do not. So do not tufsidu. Tufsidu is from fasad, fasindal, which means mischief, corruption. Okay? And you see, tufsidu. What's the translation? What's the translation? Look at your Jews. What does it say? Tufsidu. You all do mischief. Why is it you all? You tell me. Why is it you all? Because it begins with tu and it ends with wow. Okay? It begins with tu, which gives meaning of you, but it is plural. Why is it plural? Because it ends with wow. So, la tufsidu, all of you do not make mischief. Do not do fasad. Fi in, we have done this word earlier. Al-ardi, the earth. Al-ardi is a combination of al, the, and ard, meaning earth. If you think about it, ard and earth, they sound so similar, right? So, fil ardi, in the earth. When they're told, do not corrupt in the earth, do not make mischief in the earth, what do? Qalu, they said. We have done the word qalu earlier. Okay? So, qalu, they said. Why is it they? Because of the waw at the end. Just as kafaru, they disbelieved. Amanu, they believed. Qalu, they said. Waw at the end indicates plural. So, qalu, they said, innama, indeed not but. We have done the word inna earlier, right? Inna alladhina kafaru. Indeed, those who have disbelieved. So inna, you're aware of. This ma is something new. Inshallah, we'll study that in detail later on. So innama, indeed not but, nahnu, we. This is also a new word. What does it mean? We. But if you think about it, we read earlier, na'budu, nasta'een, ihdina, na. What does that mean? We. Over here, nahnu, we. Okay? So, nahnu muslihun. We are reformers. We make reform. Muslihun is the plural of? Try. Mus, لح. Just remove the واو نون. واو نون indicates plural, right? And مصلح. What does the word begin with? Meme. What did I tell you about this meme? Huh? What did I tell you earlier? That when a word begins with meme, that indicates noun. That indicates noun. For example, the word muttaqin. Huda lil muttaqin. Who are muttaqin? Those who have taqwa. Right? Begins with meme. Muttaqin, those who have taqwa. Similarly, mu'min is the one who has iman. Muslim is one who accepts Islam. So over here, muslih is one who does islah, salah, one who makes peace, one who reforms. So muslihun, ones who reform. We have also done the word muflihun. Ulaika humul muflihun. Muflihun begins with meem. What does that mean? Ones who will attain falah, success. Then Allah says, ala, unquestionably. This is a new word. Now remember, you do not break this word down. Okay? It's a word on its own. Otherwise, we have read earlier that hamza on its own means whether, right? Or it's a question. And la on its own means not. But over here, we're not going to break ala as whether or not or do not. No. We're going to keep it as it is because it's a word on its own. Okay? So, ala, unquestionably, inna hum, indeed they. Break this down. Inna means indeed, and hum means they. We have done both of these words before. Hum, they only, al-mufsiduna, those who make mischief. Break this down. Al means the. Mufsid is one who makes mischief. And waw nun at the end indicates plural. So mufsidun, ones who make mischief. Again, the word begins with meem. What does that show? Noun. Walakin, but. This is a new word, walakin. La, not, yash'uruna, they perceive. Again, the word yash'uruna begins with ya, ends with waw nun, an action is going on. What is that action of shi'ur? Shi'ur means to perceive. Yash'urun, yash'urun, they perceive. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, but they do not perceive. Wa and إِذَا, when. Both of these words we have done before. قِيلَ, it was said. This also we have done before. لَهُمْ, to them, we've done. آمِنُوا, you all believe. Now earlier, we read the word آمَنُوا. Right? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Can you open up that ayah? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's ayah number 9. If you notice, one word is آمَنُوا with a fatha on the meme. And over here you read آمِنُوا with a kasra under the meme. What's the difference between the two words? What's the difference? One has a fatha and the other has a kasra. Is there a difference in the meaning? Yes, there is. What is the difference? Amanu, they believed. This is past tense. Aminu is a command. It's an instruction. You all believe. Okay? Aminu is a command. You all believe. Okay? So, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا. When it is said to them, all of you believe. Kama, just as. Kama is a combination of ka and ma. Kama, just as. But remember that when the ma comes with kaf, then it doesn't give the meaning of what. Okay? Or not. Kind of changes. So kama, just as. Amana, he believed. And you see, amana, not amanu. Amanu is, they believed. Amana is, he believed. Okay. So when it is said to them, believe, just as, who believed? آمَنَ النَّاسُ, just as the people have believed. قَالُوا, they said, أَ, should, نُؤْمِنُ, we believe. Now you see the Hamza? It's Hamza istifham, it's for interrogation, a question. Now, in English, depending on the sentence, we change the word, isn't it so? Like, for example, we say, what is happening? Or, who said that? Right? Or, why is it like that? Should I do it? Right? So, the word for question, it changes. In Arabic also, there are several words. Okay? But the most common of them is this Hamza. Depending on the sentence, we will change the translation. Okay? Depending on the sentence, we will change the translation, but essentially it means the same thing. So, anu'minu, should we believe? Notice the word nu'minu. What does it begin with? What does it begin with? Noon. What does that mean? We. So, nu'minu, we believe. So, anu'minu, should we believe? Kama, just as. Amana sufaha, just as the foolish ones believe. This is what they question. As-sufaha is al and sufaha. Okay? Sufaha are the foolish ones. Allah says, Ala, unquestionably, innahum, indeed, they, whom they, as-sufaha, the foolish ones, walakin, but, la ya'lamun, they do not know. Ya'lamun. Begins with ya, ends with wa-noon. They, what's the action that's going on? Of ilm, of knowledge. So, ya'lamun, they know, they have knowledge. So, la ya'lamun, they do not know. وَإِذَا and when, لَقُوا, they met. This is a new word. But it's easy for you, alhamdulillah, because you know that when the word ends with wow, it gives the meaning of they. All you have to memorize now is the meaning of the root letter. لَقِيَ, لِقَى, which means to meet. Okay? مُلَاقَات, what does that mean? Meeting. So, لَقُوا, they met. So, when they met who? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who have believed. قَالُوا, they said, آمَنَّا, we have believed. وَإِذَا, and when? خَلَوْا, they were alone. Now again, it ends with wow, they. All you have to do is just memorize the meaning of the root letters. خَلَوْا, they were alone. إِلَى, to, is إِلَى familiar? Have we done إِلَى? إِلَيْهِمْ, إِلَيْكَ, مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. So إِلَى, two words, شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. شَيَاطِين is a plural of شَيْطَان. Okay? شَيَاطِين, Satan's, him, there. قَالُوا, they said, إِنَّا, indeed we, مَعَكُمْ. مَعَكُمْ, two words. مَعَ means with, and كُمْ means your. مَعَكُمْ, with you. إِنَّمَا, indeed not but, نَحْنُ, we, مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Ones who mock. Looks like a big word. Begins with meme. Noun. Ends with wawnoon. Plural. So mustahzi'un is going to be ones who do something. What do they do? Haza'a. Haza'a means to mock. So mustahzi'un, ones who mock. Allahu Allah. Yastahzi'u. He mocks. Now you see, the root letters are the same as mustahzi'un. What are the root letters? Haza'a, to mock. And yastahzi'u begins with ya, which means verb, action is going on. And it doesn't end with waw noon. So what does that show? Singular. So yastahzi'u means he mocks. If it was yastahzi'una, then what would the meaning be? They mock. So Allahu yastahzi'u, Allah mocks, bihim, with them, at them, وَيَمُدُّهُمْ, and he extends them. Again, wa and yamuddu begins with ya. It's a verb. Does not end with wa noon. Singular. What's the action that is going on of madda, which means to extend something? You know how you have mad in your tajweed? What do? You extend the sound of the word. Right? So yamuddu, he extends home them. Into what? Fi in tughyanihim. Tughyan. Tughyan means transgression. And him means there. Tughyanihim. Together. Together. What does it mean? Their transgression. Ya'mahuna. They wander blindly. Ya'mahun is from the root letters. Amaha. Which means to wander blindly. The word begins with ya, ends with waw noon. So they wander blindly. Ulaika, those. Have we done this word before? Yes, we have. Alladhina, those who ishtarawu, they bartered. This is a new word. However, it ends with waw, which means it's plural. They have done something. What have they done? Shira, which means to buy or sell. So they have bartered. Abdalalata, the misguidance. Abdalalata begins with al. The word is dalala. Have you heard the term dalala? Error, misguidance, to be astray. We did the word abdalin before. Who are dalin? Those who are astray. So abdalalata, the misguidance. Bil huda, with the guidance. Be with al the huda, guidance. Fa, so, ma, not, rabi hat, it profited. Okay, one more point now. Rabi hat, what does the word end with? Ta. Ta at the end gives the meaning of it or she. It's a new pronoun that you're learning. So far you've learned the pronouns hum, they, ka, you, na, we, tu, you. Right? You've done so many different pronouns. This is a new pronoun, which is a ta with a sukoon. Remember, this is very important. Ta with a sukoon. If the ta has some haraka, like for example a fatha, then the meaning would be different. If it has a dhamma, the meaning would be different. Okay? Ta with a sukoon gives the meaning of it or she. So rabihat, what does it mean? It profited. Okay? It profited. Not you profited, not he profited, not they, but what is it? It. Rabihat, it profited, tijaratuhum, their trade. Tijara means trade, whom, theirs, wama, and not, kanu, they were. We did a very similar word earlier. Or did we do the exact same one? Bima kanu yakdibun, it was exactly the same. Bima kanu yakdibun. Over here we're reading again, kanu, they were. Muhtadin, ones who are guided. Can you break this word down for me? What are the root letters? Hadalia, what does that mean? Hidayah, guidance. Now if you look at the word, it begins with meem. So it has to be ones who are doing something, right? Ends with yanun. Remember, waunun as well as yanun. Both are a sign of plural. So muhtadin, ones who are guided. Ones who obtain guidance. As for the last ayah, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. You see both the ma, they're translated as not. But do you see an illa afterwards? You see a b afterwards? No, you don't. So sometimes, you know, there are other words that give that particular meaning to the word. But other times, even if you translate it in another way, it won't make any sense. Right? مَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ. What profited them their trade? Doesn't make sense? وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And what they were guided? Doesn't make sense. Okay? So sometimes, there are obvious words which give the particular meaning. And sometimes, when you look at the ayah itself, you know, the meaning is very clear. Other translations do not fit over there. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses. Now, when we listen to the recitation after studying the first time, you should look at the mushaf or your juz. Okay? And then when we have studied the lesson, then I want you to concentrate on the listening. But right now, I want you to look at the words as well.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَى فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ